Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
I just wanted to say one thing quickly. Back to the sugya of Faraduma. Just mentioned, we mentioned one briskerov, but there's another briskerov in that famous, famous piece where he goes into the halacha of Shema by Karbonus. And the briskerov says, he's a famous yisoy, he says that if an animal already was a carbon and was already, it has a halacha that it's lishma, it's meant for whatever carbon it's meant for. You don't have to put that into the animal, it's some lishma, it's already meant for what it's meant for. But when you go and you think, and you shecht it, for example, not for its sake, for the sake of a different animal, different carbon, then the rule is it passes for akshava peiselis. That's the famous yisoy, which we got, akshava peiselis, sholishma. He says, though, Biskrov says, by Parah Aduma, you won't have that. He says, from his father, Chaim, he says, the Rambam, based on the Rambam says, the Parah Aduma has to be shechted specifically for its avoidus, to be burnt, to have its dam sprinkled, keneged har mishla. If, let's say, for example, the Chaim who shechts it has in mind that the dam should be drunk, or he's not going to burn the Parah Aduma, he has Machshava's thoughts to do the carbon in a different way than it would normally be done. The Rambam says that that will make the Parah Aduma puzzle. It will make the Parah Aduma puzzle. The Briskerov says from this Rambam, where do you see such a halacha? When you have a regular animal, you don't have, there's no halacha that you have to think that it should be burnt, or it should be done with shma, or if it's l'shem reyach, l'shem nechayach, all of those different things. What's the difference between a Parah Aduma and a regular carbon? So that's what he brings with time. This Rav brings his father from a time that a Parah Aduma has a din of Chalais, has a din of Kedushas Ben HaKavayis up until the Shechita. That which we say in the Gemara, that it's Hattas, Karyar Achmona, Parah Aduma, certain halachas of a carbon that's born on his back, that's only when you do the Shechita. That happens at the time of the Shechita. Before that point, it has Kedushas Ben HaKavayis, meaning, again, like we said yesterday, it's not Ben HaKavayis, but it has that level of Kedusha. And at that point, up until the point of the Shechita, it's regular Kedushas Damim. And therefore, Mr. Ruff says, it won't have the halacha of Stam Lishma. That which a carbon is automatically served and what it's meant to be served for is only because when it was originally consecrated in that original Hekdish, it already had the purpose of it, ultimate purpose, whatever carbon it was meant for. By a Parah Aduma, that Haloi Shem, the carbon that it was meant for, the Parah Aduma, the Kedushas Chattas of Kari Rachamana, Chattas Kari Rachamana, doesn't take place by the original time you consecrated it. It only happens when you shecht it. And therefore the Rambam says that in order for you to do that, you have to think that this Parah Aduma has to be meant for the specific halachas of Parah Aduma. Because without that, it doesn't have a Stam Lishma. All the avodas. Yeah, so, and this point I'm bringing out, the point is, Yochayim says that the din of Chattas Kari Rachmona only happens by the Shechita. Shechita makes it, again, said before, it has a Kedushas Hakrava at that point. It's just the only Ha'ora I had, maybe, was that you see in the Gemara that there's a Psul Nirva even before the Shechita, obviously. So, you have to maybe reconcile that with Yochayim. What? Right, so you have to say the numbers like that. It's a... Excuse me?
After the Shechita,
well, yes, we're not... the Revi'ah didn't take place after the Shechita. That would be... Well, we had a case in the Gemara. The guy bought the piece of meat, and he... listen, people go to desperate measures, you know, you never... Yeah, that is a good point. Okay. So, but again, I think this is Rav Dov Polinsky Shlita, Rav Avi's son, showed me this person. I was actually quoting the wrong one during yesterday's year, but Rav Dov Polinsky, he's like a Shidduch Mekarev. Alabrachas, really. We should have Alabrachas. Yeah. What? I know. When I sit in this seat, I feel like the iris of Kedusha is just coming down. Yeah, hopefully. Right. Over the brachas come true. Okay. The oilam wants to go. Let's start the Gemara and Chofei. We'll start from, we got up to Vayamar HaShemesh. Vayamar HaShemesh. So it's eight lines from the top. On Chafei Amar Aleph, we're up to date. Vayamar HaShemesh, This is talking about Yeshua when the sun stopped. The sun didn't set for him. It was a sunny day for a while. It says, so it really is repetitive. It says in the Pasuk that the sun stood still. It stayed in its place at half of the heavens. So it was, I guess, like in the middle of the afternoon. It stayed where it was. And then, and then it did not proceed to set like a full day. Now we're going to just explain how long did the sun stay in the skies during that day where it didn't set. The comma. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Esrim v'arba'o shoy. It was a 24-hour day. Normally the day, depending on the season, of course, is it some daylight, some sunlight within that 24-hour period. By this time, it was a 24-hour day. It was completely sunny for 24 hours. Also, shis, it went, so how did it work? It went, the sun rose, and it traveled across the sky for 6 hours, like it normally does. It comes, shis.
How many extra hours?
No, that's the next tomorrow. That's the next tomorrow. Right now, it's the total.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? Total amount of time.
24 hours sun.
24-hour day, yeah, imagine.
It's
good suntan.
Okay, so we had a 12-hour noon.
Well, wait, let's see how it went. Here, listen. So, Uzzel Shis, it went six hours, so it rose, and it went, traveled, so now it's already noontime, really. Kam Shis, but then it stood for six. Uzzel Shis, so now it's already the evening time, essentially. But that's where it stopped. It becomes this. And then it stood another 6 hours.
Before it set.
So what's the total? What's 6 plus 6 plus 6 plus 6?
24 hours.
Hula milso kiyam tom. That's 24 hours, like a full day. So it's 24-hour day at the beach. 24-hour day.
Day in Alaska.
Day in Alaska. So
we had sunlight for 24 hours?
Yeah.
Sunlight for 24 hours.
Sunlight with 24 hours sunlight.
The other side had darkness for 24 hours.
What?
The other side of the world had darkness for 24
hours. Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
So, what's his name? The universe has been collision. What was that guy saying?
Yeah,
yeah. He went through the old records in China to see if there was a day in which the sun didn't shine, which the sun didn't rise, and he found one.
Oh, you mean with the calculation? Zelensky. Oh, really? Zelensky's grandfather. Okay.
But the question is, does that mean the Earth stopped rotating? So he or trying to
calculate?
Because if the Earth stops rotating,
no, then the time stops.
Everybody's momentum we need.
Right. So here Yeshua is getting a 24-hour suntan, and everyone else is sleeping. Rakush, do you have an opinion on this? Okay, Rabbi Isaac, please.
All right,
I think we're delving too into this. Okay, Rabbi Isaac. All right. The bell.
Now you know what I have.
Okay. Please, I don't have answers to any of these heebie-jeebies. Rabbi Lazar Omar. You can write a song on this. Rabbi Lazar Omar. Shloshim Mishis. Rabbi Lazar says it makes your kasha stronger. 36 hours.
Sunlight.
Of sunlight, yes. Ozel shis, okay. It rose for 6 hours. It hit the middle of the heaven. The kam tresar, it stood there for 12 hours. Ozel shis, okay. Another six, evening time. The kam tresar, another 12 hours during sunset. Amidasoi kiyoim tamim. So the way he's darshing the pasuk, when it says that it was a full day of the sun stopping, it was referring just to the time that it stood still. Right, the amidasa, meaning the normal traveling of the sun is not included in the calculation of the full day where the sun was shining. So what's 24 plus 6 plus 6? 36. 24 plus 12 is 36. Amidasa kiyoyim tamim. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni says, Arba mushmoyim. He says it was a 48-hour day. Imagine having Shavasu v'tamas on that day. 48 hours. Also shis, become tresar. So it went up 6, and then it stood for 12. Azul shis, and then become esrim va'arba. He says the stoppage, so to speak,
the full day was the at the time of the setting of the sun. So that was 24 hours. Shenemar, what why does he say? It's the pasuk. Says v'loy otz lavoy kiyam. The v'loy otz lavoy. It didn't set kiyam tamim. Meaning the sunset took a 24 hour time period. Now how does he know that the original time was 12? Rashi gives an explanation for this. The yom tamim dekarashir deshkiyah koy v'kamaisa. If you look at Rashi. The likes of Bekiyom Tamim, Stam Amida Shneim Asar Shois Ka Amida Shadark Elamid Vilishtuk Balayla. Oh. Rashi says the Stam Amida of the sun is 12 hours, because the night is usually 12 hours, which is, again, not usually 12 hours, because unless you hold Shois Mani, it's not really 12 hours of darkness. That's Stam, you have that Kasha throughout of it, at the equinox, but Stam Amida, say Rashi saying, the usual, it's once a year. Twice a year. The other solstice is also twice a year. Oh, the summer and that. Okay, all right, Sarachim.
What year did you say that?
I don't know. Not Shavuot Tammuz, that's what I said.
He didn't want to finish the
war. Oh, interesting. It was Erev Shabbos. Oh.
Wow.
IML.
What time
are
you getting?
Okay.
It was an
answer. Cam time. Okay.
Yes, in here.
Very good. Okay.
Baseball.
So from the fact that it says the sunset was 24 hours, that implies the original time when it stopped, it wasn't. And Rashi says it was 12. So that's a total of 48. Ikad Yamri, this is the Tosefta Pligi. Like as we were saying, this version of the story of Machlokes is that they were arguing not in how long the sun was sort of in the sky regular, but how much was additional amount that it was there. So we have a 12-hour time period before this Machlokes. We know the sun was not included. The fact that it had a 12-hour daylight time, that is not included in this calculation that we already had. Machlekes says how much was added onto that. Rabbi Shulman Levi Amar Esrim V'Arba. Rabbi Shulman Levi says it was 24 hours of additional. Azul Shis V'Kam Tresar. Azul Shis V'Kam Tresar. Amidas Oikiya Im Tam. The Amida. Okay, really, what we're doing over here, if you think about it, is we're taking the previous opinions and just going one level up. So this opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the same opinion as Rabbi Lazar in the last version. So he holds again, what is that a total of? 24 plus 12, 36. But the Amida was 24 hours. Rabbi Lazar Omer Shleisha Mishesh. Rabbi Lazar says it was 36 hours of Amida, of standing. Ozel Shis V'Kam Tresar. Ozel Shis V'Kam Esrim V'Arba. Why? Like we said, like Mar just said before, which was the opinion of Rav Shulam Baruch Meini. So just, that's how he's learning over here. Now, the final one, Rav Shulam Baruch Meini, Amar Arba Mishmoyne, the Amida was 48, which means here we have a total of 60 hours of daylight. Ozel Shis, V'kam Esrim Barba, Ozel Shis, V'kam Chaf Dalid. This new opinion here says it rose for 6 hours, it stood there for 24 hours, it set for 6 hours, and then it stood for 24. What's the source for this? Makish Amidasa L'Biyasa. We make a hekish from the setting, right, where it says Le'atz Lovei Kiyoyim Tomim, which is the setting of the sun. We make a hekish. We compare the originals, the standing from the original time when it was rising to the time that it was setting. Ma Biyasa Kiyoyim Tomim, Af Amidasa Kiyoyim Tomim. All right, everyone got that? Clear as day? No one got my joke. It's clear as day. Yeah, okay. Good. Not Zelensky. Not Zelensky. Yeah. Okay, good. You like that, Pinchas. Clear as day? It's as clear as day?
Very good.
I'll let Jonathan deal with that. All right. Tana. Kiyayim Kishem Sham Deloy Chamo Yeshua. We're making a comparison to Yeshua. Interesting. Yeshua seems to be the epitome of the sun standing in the sky. Yeah, he had a pretty long day. So we say that the same miracle happened to Moshe and Hakdim and Ben Gurion. Yeshua Krai, Yeshua, like we just finished saying, was the actual psukim. Nakdim, what?
How many days were in that year?
3 days.
One more day.
I don't know. They davened Mincha in the afternoon, and then they davened Vasikin, and then they davened in the afternoon. The problem is Meiriv. They just have to wait 48 hours to daven Meiriv. But that's not a terrible thing. Yeah. All right. Nope. Okay. So the Nakdim and Ben Gurion Gemara. In the Gemara, we have a Gemara in Tainus. Oh, Tainus stuff. You test. Goes through Nakdim and Ben Gurion. They were a little regal, I think, right? A little regal, and they needed the water in the wells, and there was a drought. But there was one non-Jew who had water, and he said, "I'll pay you back all the water that we take from you by the end of the year. If you give it to us," he asked, "if you requested it. And if not, I'll give you 12 silver, pounds of silver." And what happened was, it was on the last day of the year, and there was still no rain. The guy came to Nakdim Ben Gurion and said, pay up your chayv. Nakdim Ben Gurion said, wait, the day's not over. And then, it was getting close, and he said, pay up. Nakdim Ben Gurion went and davened, and the heavens opened up, and it rained and filled up all the wells. But the guy said to him, it happened after sunset. Too late. Sorry. Bashkia, pay up. I don't care. Pay up the money. Nakim Ben Gurion davened, and what happened was the clouds opened up and the sun was shining. And the day was not over. So that was the... Yes, I'm not sure about it. I'm not sure how it worked over there. Yeah, because it is a little schwer because it went backwards. So how does that... the day was over. He just made it... He reinstated the day, so how does that actually, no, but again, the guy, he said he's, guy really is owed his money, you know, and that, but he's saying anyways, he was gypped. The Rav asked the Kasha. Yeah, okay, that's that bothered me too. He gypped him. All right, Nunu, saying that's fine. L'moisha minol. Now how do we know it stood still for Moisha? Asya ochel. We make a gzereshava from ochel ochel, ksiv hocha ochel teis pachla. I always find this interesting. When you have a gzereshava for something that's not a halacha, I never understood. It was one of the Yudimimidas, Shatar and Adreshes, when it's for... What? It's not?
It's not the first one.
Okay, but it's one of the.
You have to have.
No, I'm saying you have it all the time. I don't understand it so well. Okay. Ochel teis pachtecho, ksiv hosam b'Yeshua, ochel godlecho. Yeah, because there's real no practical nafkamina. You know, that's my problem. Usually it's coming to give a halachic, you know. All right. Hayom hazeh ochel teis pachtecho v'yirascha al pnei ha'amim. Tachas kol hashemayim. That's a pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu. Tachas kol hashemayim. What's under the heavens? The sun. And we make exeris of Yeshua, where it also says the word achel godlucha. So that's another thing. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, "As your taste. Ksiv hocha achel taste pachlucha. Ksiv Yeshua b'yoyim taste Hashem eso amayri." This he held as a better drasha because the word taste was actually by the actual miracle. It's in the context of the miracle that happened to Yeshua, so it's a better comparison. Now, Shmuel ben Achmeni Omar, Megufei dekroa shematle. You learn this out from the actual psukim by Moshe. Asher yishmu and shimacha v'rogzu v'chogu miponecha. And like we just said, there's this same pasuk there. And it says Tachas Kol Hashemayim before that. And what does that mean? It seems that because of what happened in the heavens, that's why people were scared of Klal Yisrael. And what does that mean? At that point, the sun stood still. Tachas Kol Hashemayim. Again, don't forget the beginning of the pasuk. Tachas Kol Hashemayim. under the heavens that caused the nations to fear, and that was because the sun stood still, like we just said. It says by Yeshua there was never a day like this where the sun was everlasting over there. There was no day like this before or after. So how do we have this miracle happen to either Nachdim Ben Gurion as well? Maybe you'll say that the difference is, and the sun stood still for other people, but it did not stand still for as long as it did for Yeshua. Or there was other miracles that apparently took place when Yeshua had the sun standing there. There were these hailstones that descended. Okay, so it says that they died from the avonim that fell, the hailstones that fell. And that's the other miracle that was, associated with the sun, and that did not apply, that never happened again or before. The jewels. Okay, Ksiv. Vayomer lelamoid, this is a pasuk in Shmuel. Vayomer lelamoid bnei Yehuda keshes, v'niksuv al sefer ha-yosha. I think this is the instance where he was anointing Shaul. He said to teach the bnei Yehuda keshes, the bow. Shmuel Beis, yeah, it's a different, I'm not sure where it is in Shmuel. Okay, to teach the Ayin Sham, those who learn Tanakh, teach the Bnei Yehuda Keshes, it's written al Sefer HaYosher. So in Sefer HaYosher. David's Hesped for Shaul. Okay, very good. So it says in his Hesped, he said that it's hinted to or referenced in Sefer HaYosher, the teaching of Bnei Yehuda, the book. My Sefer HaYosher. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan. Yes, we had this before. This is the first opinion. Zeh Sefer Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Shenikru Yishorim. This is referring to the Sefer Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, which is Bereishis, that they were called uprights. Yishorim. Dechsiv. Vuhu Tamoyis Nafshi Moyis Yishorim. Ustihi Amrisi Kamoyu. It says that by Bilam, say it again, Bilam. I should die the death of the upright, which was again Mises Gvia. It wasn't it was a painless death, so to speak. And my end should be like them, and that's referring to the Yesharim, which is the Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Heichel Ramiza. Now where in Sefer HaYosher, where in Bereishis is it hinted to the teaching of the Bnei Yehuda Keshes? Because it says in Bereishis, Yehuda ato yoducho achecho yodcho ba'oireth oivecho, your hands will be by the nape of your enemies. What type of warfare is requires you, didn't have guns, requires your hand to be opposite the nape, right? It's the bow and arrow. Have you armor zukeshes, right? Everyone looking at me?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it? Yeah, it was good. Lot more armor. Have you armor zekeshes? Okay, that's the Yad Keneged Oyrif. Rabbi Eliezer Oymer says, Sefer Mishneh Torah. What's Sefer HaYashar? That's referring to Mishneh Torah, which is Dvarim, Deuteronomy. By my Korulei Sefer HaYashar, Dechsiv, what's the little back here? Dechsiv Bey, V'asisa HaYashar V'hatoy V'enei Hashem. You see the Marshal as a whole Arichos, how that really defines what Sefer Dvarim is. Sefer Dvarim is essentially extra. And Moshe was, it's a Mishneh Torah, so Vasis HaYosher means you should go beyond, above and beyond. That's why Devarim is associated by Vasis HaYosher HaTov, Marsha. The Heichel Ramiza, now where in Devarim is it Nirmaz referenced this teaching of Bnei Yehuda, the bow? Yodov Rov Loi, says Eze Mitzor of Tia, right, to help against the enemies, his hands shall fight for him. Which Muhammad needs two hands? Have you ever zu keshes, right? Same demonstration. Two hands. Right? Not a sword. A sword is with one hand or a spear. So that's how we know the Sefer Dvarim. That's how we know in Sefer Dvarim it has keshes. From Shmuel ben Achmeni Omar, Zeh Sefer Shoiftim. It's referencing Sefer Shoiftim. Not Parsha Shoiftim. Sefer Shoiftim. Vamai Korle Sefer HaYosha, Dachsib HaYom Mohem, Ein Melch Yisrael, Ish HaYosha Be'en Yasa. Right? Here, Yasher is not really doesn't have a positive connotation, but it says Yasher and Sefer Shoiftin, Vehechon Amiza, where over there is it Nirmaz, the bow, Laman Das, Doiris, Bnei Yisrael, Lamdo Milchoma, to teach them Milchoma, Ve'ezi Milchoma Shetzricha Limud, which way of warfare requires apprenticeship, to be taught? What? Training. Have Oimer Zukeshes. The bow and arrow. You can't just pick up a bow and arrow and shoot. You end up like Cain and Hevel. Right? So you can't do that. So you have to have a teaching, and that's the reference from Sefer Shoftim. From an island of Yehuda, but there it doesn't reference anything about Yehuda. Right? We said, Lalamde b'nei Yehuda keshes ha-leksuva hi b'sefer ha-yoshur. How does it say over there when you see Yehuda? D'chsiv mi alavanu el haknani l'hilochim boy. It says over there, by that pasuk in Shoftim, who's going to go up to the Kanani to fight them? Yirmah Hashem, Yehuda Yala. Yehuda is the one who is going to go up. And Rashi explains over here that the Stam Milchama that was fought was done through Shevet Yehuda. They were always the first. Look at Rashi. The Sifrei Rashi, the Sifrei Yala, B'tchila Al Kanani Lochem Boy, but Yirmah Hashem Yehuda Yala. Alma Stam Milchama. Rashi says the Sifra, a Yehuda. Kaimi is talking about Yehuda, and therefore when it says, Yadav Ravla Ve'ezim Mitzura Ve'ezim Mochamet Shizai Shneyadayim, I'm sorry, that was the verse before, it says, V'yamahim Elch Mitzura Shiyash Be'enov, and then it says, V'lam Das Doris Me'yisrof, V'lam De Mochamah, Mochamah is referring to Shevet Yehuda, and that's referencing the Limud, again, the warfare that needs Limud, and the Mochamah, it's talking about Yehuda, and the Keshes. The Malchus, yeah, they're the ones who, the ones that go first. Yep. Okay. Yoroi Mahat, let me just read this portion. The Vayorim Hatabok es Hashoik the He'oleho Vayosam of Neshol. So this was at the time that Shmuel met Shaul to anoint him as king. It says the slaughterer took the thigh and that which was on it and placed it in front of Shaul by the cook. The tavach, the cook. Okay. Vayomer hinei hanishar simlefonecha echol kilamoy shom lecha lemor ha'am karasi vayochol sholim shmuel b'yem avu. Okay, that was the whole ceremony there that he had this shoyk the he'oleho. Now, what is the he'oleho? Vayosam v'sholim v'maygo he'oleho. Vayochlen oimer shoyk v'alyo. It's referring to the thigh and the tail bone. It's the Sheikha Elyon, as the Sheikha Elyon, Sheikha Tachton. No, it's not the upper thigh. I mean, there's two Sheikhs. Sheikha Elyon, Sheikha Tachton. So the Sheikha Elyon and Sheikha Tachton, that's always the play on words. Sheikha Elyon, I don't know if anyone knows that. But the Sheikha Elyon, okay, maybe it's the thigh, maybe it's the shank bone. Because, it was similar to a carbon. What does it look as a shaykh? What is
this? Three parts he says to the harm like the shaykh bone.
Where does it say?
Yeah.
So that which is that? Which is the shaykh hayamin? What is that? Is that the upper thigh or the lower? The upper thigh, right? Okay, but again, that's totally in the pshatim. That's only the next pshat. So here, but, and also I was thinking because it's connected to the tail, So I thought it was the upper thigh, but they say what, the shank bone?
He says from the bottom up, first is the cannon bone, the shank bone, and then the thigh bone.
So which one are we referring to?
The shank.
The shin. Well, that's the shank bone.
Right. That's the one in the middle.
That's not where the tail is, you know, that's where the... Rabbi Chay, you have something to say on this, Rabbi Chay? Usually you have some good horrors on these things. Okay. Ask Ricky if he remembers something else. Yeah, Ricky, wake up. Okay, you want to know if it's the shank bone or the thigh bone? Okay, you'll figure it out. Okay, whatever it is, it makes me hungry. My v'he'aleha. Okay, so now what does it mean v'he'aleha to the samcha? Again, it's in the same proximity. All right, shaykh v'alya. All right, that's a little problematic. Yeah, that's, I don't know. Rav Lazar says, Shaykh v'chazeh. It's referring to the breast and the shaykh. My v'he'aleha. And what does it mean v'he'aleha? the machas lelechaza ilavei deshoik, because as we just said, kiboy anufi mina amanfilo. When you do tnufa, you put the breast on top of the shoik, and well, that's a pasuk says we learn from sukkim. Now over here Rashi says it was brought as a carbon, but it was no din tnufa obviously because it was a bama. Ain't tnufa b'bama. Look at the Rashi, important. But that's this opinion of Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Achmeni Amar shoik v'shupi, the shoik and the what do they translate this as the cap, the like joint, the ball. The ball. It's the ball, right? The shupi. My behel, like the hip replacement place. My behel, thou shupi, you love a deshoikai, because that piece, again, is going on top of, I really don't understand why they say the shank bone. I can't understand that. It's not.
There's three parts.
Yeah, but again, if you look through all psuk, no, Dr. Baum, do you agree with me? Right, but oh, so he's saying the shaykh here is this right over there?
No. At the same discussion,
if it's referring, no, that oh, it's not. Yeah, it didn't make sense to me. Right, it didn't. That also I didn't.
So
again, I'm just saying. No, but you understand why I'm saying what I'm saying. Okay, I didn't know that. All right, yeah, depends. Okay. But again, yeah, all right, fine. All right, we got to learn because the island's fasting. There's sloughing. We got to island's sloughing. Well, it's a siyach and ishi. Right, not shufi. The sloughing, the shufi. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Mishnah said that the dinim again, one of them was that a woman cannot be misyachid with the goy. I think someone asked this then. So the yichud, because the chashud and alha yaharoyus, right? They're exactly how it says. So frankly, Gemara, but Mayas says a woman can't be miyachid with them. What are we talking about? Ilema b'chad. If it's talking about one-on-one, one woman with one man, the Kavasagabi Yisrael Mishari. What do you mean? That's not a chiddush by a goy. By a Jew, of course you have that problem. The Kavasagabi Yisrael Mishari. But the name Yisyachid Ish Echodim Shein Oshim, right? A man can be Mishyachid even with two women, right? Surely one. Why is that? Rashi says, Shanotim Noshim Daitin Kalas, Ushtayim Mishratzin Titrit Seno, Laveira. They're both. Agree to it. So the one's not going to prevent the other. So in our Mishnah, how could you have, what do you need to say? What's the condition of the Mishnah? What's the reason why you can't be miyachid with the guy? Because Chashin al Roy is that halacha would apply to a Jew. No chiddush by a non-Jew. Ela b'tvasa, no. So what it means is we're talking about three men, right? Am I right?
One woman,
three men. Rashi says it's talking about the derek, because if it's really it's only two. You only need two. Really two. Just Baderech, we wasn't more say Kedushin Baderech, right? If you only have two men accompanying a woman, one's gonna go to the bathroom and one's gonna be left alone with her. So you need to have two. You have three as a precaution so that if one needs the bathroom, they still have two there. But in the city, two would be enough because I guess bathrooms are more available. Elabit lost in the Kavasol, Gabi Yisrael. Oh, for the Gemara Viter, it's still fair, because by Yisrael you'd have the same problem, because Goyim are Prusim, automatically. Let's say you have a Yisrael that's a Parutz, three wouldn't be enough. The Kavasol, Gabi Yisrael, but Prusim Yishari, the same halakha would apply to three Prusim by Yisrael. Is it Mother or Batnam? Avul Isha Achas Misyachedesim Shnei Noshim, like we said before, two women cannot be miyachal with one man, but one woman can be miyachal with two men in the city. But if they're prutzim, if they're, what's the translation of this? They're not the promiscuous. What? They have loose morals. They're lewd. Then the rule is they have ten. Ten people wouldn't even be enough. Maisa, and maybe you'll say this thing can never happen. It happened. Maisa Hoya. It was a story. They took out a woman. It was a whole ruse they were playing there. Ten guys carried her out as if she was being buried, and then they did what they had to do. And you see that the 10 prutzim even is a problem by Yisrael, so by a guy as well. So again, why is the mission teaching us this? How Isu Yisrael by
they
were going to the Aruch Chaim's Kevin. By Tzricha. Oh, what's the case? The Ishta Imoy. Where his wife was with him. The Ishta Imoy. Okay, so there's a heter of usually, there's a heter of Ishta Imoy. By Yisrael at least. And even by Prutzim, yeah, you see, even by Prutzim, the wife watches over her husband. Usually, she's not going to stand for this, right? Beishla imoy, right? So oyvik kachavim, listen to this. Oyvik kachavim, ein ishla mishmarta. By a goy, Rashi says, the woman doesn't protect her husband. Why do I cover the deed? We carry me to Sabin Butzini. Because she's also in the, she's married to another man.
So one,
they're both not loyal. He's with an onion and she's with a garlic cube.
It's an open matter. The Jewish lady can be with 10 people in Israel as long as that one parent has his wife.
Yes. Ishla Imoy.
The 9 people are going to be worried about that one wife.
Yeah. Don't mess with her umbrella. She's got the umbrella. My grandmother used to walk around with an umbrella. When it was rainy or sunny, it was her way of protection. That's what she did. She always walked around with an umbrella and a hanger and a wired hanger in her pocketbook. That was her. She grew up on the east side. You know, that was the this is right in Pinchas. You sleeping too, Pinchas?
No. We're.
You schluffed. Everyone's schluffing. Keep everyone awake. So the din of Ishta Mishmarta doesn't apply, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah.
Right.
You can't be miyachid, even if the wife is standing there. You can't be miyachid. She's gonna distract herself while this
she has her.
Yeah. All right. Bring the Gemara. V'tevikleh mishum shvichas domim. Why do you have to come into this Isra of Yichud? Right after, in the next line of the Mishnah, it says you're not allowed to be miyachid with a goy because they will murder. They're murderous. They might murder. And l'chayra, if that's the case over here, then the fact that his wife is around won't help, apparently. She's not going to say, honey, what are you doing? He's murderous. So how do you going to answer? So again, so why do you need the Isra of Yichud? There's already a problem that he might murder. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Isha chashuva skinan demirtasi mina. Oh, we're talking about a chashuva Isha. She's a prominent woman. They are afraid of that woman. They will.
They're not
going to
murder her. You're
going to
feel.
They're not going to. No, so they will be bald.
Yeah, they're not going to murder her.
But they won't murder. Yeah, look at the Rashi. Rashi's emphasizing this because next tomorrow she has to be a prominent woman from the men's side and the woman's side. Isha Yafa, what does it make? What makes her prominent on the men's side, the woman's side? Isha Yafa, beautiful woman, who krovah l'malchus, and she's also well connected. Ivanka, the mistapu mina, they're afraid of her, right? They're afraid of her. Isha chashuva. Then I believe Katulo. I will mishum arayis ika the yafehi ma'isa yitzrom takfum right the yafehi ma'isa she's yafa, and they're not gonna say they're gonna be bothered. So that's why I said v'israel chashmina don't just yachet hashin hashem tespate. So that's the chiddush. Abul isha she ain't a chashuva bein anoshim bechashuva bein anoshim. We're gonna see in a second with nafkamina whether it's what makes her different. We'll see now. So let's see the next gemara. Rabbi Idi Amar. Rabbi Idi says another reason why there's only a Yisra Yichud and there's no Yisra or problem with Shvichas Damim, because Isha Klei Zayna Aleha. A woman has her armaments on her. Meaning, as Rashi explains, look, Afagav de'ena chashuva, this is Rabbi Edi's main point. She doesn't have to be a prominent woman. Le'ben anoshim. Still, ein harigaisa elabala. They'd rather keep her alive because they could be baala. They keep in shabala, and once they do that, ein harga, because they already look at her as some commodity that could be used for other useful purposes. Afilu ein ekrevel malchus nami. That's why over here you need to teach a chiddush that there's an isser of arayis, even though there's no problem shlichas damim by an isha, because an isha klei zayin olah. So they're not going to end up murdering her, but there's still an isser of yichud of arayis, because lemaisa she's yafe. Klei zayin are referring to her. Her figure. That's what you meant? You meant that figuratively. Yeah. Plazina literally means her physical, her physicality is what gives, is her arm. That's what gives her arm. That's how she beats the enemy, right? That was a tactic in war. A tactic in war was to put a beautiful woman on the front, get them all distracted, and everyone would... They would rather rape her. They'd rather rape her than... Yeah, she doesn't want to do it. Yeah, I don't think this is a hard thing to understand, unfortunately. Yeah. Okay. So we have this machlekes, mab'idi and rabiyumya, my beinayu. What's the difference? Iga beinayu, isha chashuva bein anoshim, isha ena chashuva bein anoshim. You have a woman who's prominent among the men, which again means what? That she's probably the malchus. But she's not chashuva bein anoshim. The women don't care about her. She's not pretty. She's ostracized. So ena chashuva bein hanoshim. So that's a nafkumimim. So according to, let's just look at the Rashi. Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Mukulabi Isha Chashuva, the Mashma Chashuva, Bein Anoshim, Bein Anoshim, the Kroivel Amalchus, he will like Katula. Then she won't be killed, because she's Kroivel Amalchus. Av Mishum Arayis, Ikul Amechash, Yopi. As long as she's pretty, there's a Chash of Arayis. Hocha Chashuva, Bein Anoshim, Loi Bein Anoshim, Shar Yilichude. Here she would be able to have Yichud, because the Mishum Shichastom, Mleko, the Kroivel Amalchus. She's the ugly. So according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, by a case where she's chasha bein ha'anoshim but not bein anoshim, then there would be a heter yichud. There's no shvichas damim because she's got connections, and there's no chash yichud because she's not pretty. Fine. So that's the nafkamina. But according to Rabbi Edi, again, according to Rabbi Edi, isha klei zayin olel. Isha klei zayin olel. She has klei zayin. Even if she's Michoeris, Ravidi, look at the end of that Rashi. Ravidi asiru Yehuda, the cool chashin al erva, the hastoma karma. He didn't differentiate whether she was bein chashuv or bein anoshim or not. Stam der chayshish. Yisha kleizaina lev, loikoma, but that's only as far to make it that she's not going to be murdered. Kleizaina. But any woman they'll be attracted to and evolve, and therefore there's Isra Yehud, even if she's just a regular woman. Oh, so by a guy, it wouldn't matter how many people. One woman, as long as it's one woman, or even two maybe, I don't know. That was Tyson's kasha, right? It comes out every woman should be us or her husband. A woman, even if she, even though Shasholim Imo, Rashi says, the Vadai lo yahargua. Right, because right, like he says that here it's a stam a woman, shalom imo, stam a woman, she's she is who she is, and that in and of itself protects her from being killed. Is an isur yichud because chashud in al ha'arayis. All right, we go a little further. Lo yisiachid adam imohen. Tana rabban, Yisrael shen is dam lo ebe kichavim bederech. A guy who happens to meet a guy in a dark alley, how do you approach him? Yisro. How does the Yisrael approach him? What kind of kung fu position does he have to assume? Taifloi liyamino. Make sure that the guy is on the right side of you. Make sure he passes you on the right. Why? Because the sword of a non-Jew is on the left side, and he draws the sword, and here's another demonstration. The sheath of the sword is here, and he draws it like this, and he... Well, again, if he's a lefty, I don't know. We assume he's not a lefty, then you run into problems. So if he's a lefty, you'd have it on his right, so you'd go the other way. So the point is, the Yisrael should go on this side because he could see the sword. He could grab the guy's sword or before the guy is able to fully... I'm not sure. Yeah. Oh, you're saying, Yeah, you're right. They're not meeting. Then what I would say wasn't making sense. Right, yeah. They have to be going together. Walking to Zaman. Don't walk in front of me. I may not pop. I'm sure but I shall be. Yeah, I mean, we're only worried about him with the sword. It seems that we're only worried about the sword. Well, let's see the next case. That's the next case. I am a Bisayef Taifla Yemino. So Rabbi Yechon Bereika says the difference. It depends. If he has a sword where he goes like this, so then that's fine. Make sure he's on your right. But Mako, when it comes to a stick, Taifloy was smiley. Then make sure he's on your left, because the stick is on the right side of him. And he hits him, he uses his umbrella, yeah. Oh, you island the mouth. This I didn't really understand. Maybe someone could explain this to me. Like my grandma. Don't mess with my grandma. I tell you. She should rest in peace. Oh, you island the mouth. Let's say they were going up the stairs or the steps. They were going up elevated, yeah. Or they were going down. Could someone explain this to me? The Yisrael shouldn't be below and the guy should be above. So this meaning what? Meaning what? When they're going down, the Jew should be above the Jew, the guy. Meaning he should have the guy within his... The Jew should be
first. In sights, yeah.
So when they're going up, this is what I didn't understand. When they're going up, where should the Jew be? Well, why would he lead? The guy's behind him. So he should always be above him. But if he's going up and the guy's behind him, the guy could just sneak up
No.
Why are you going to push him down? Oh, yeah, but again, so why is he above him then? So he should still be within his sight. That's what Rashi is saying. He's still
on the side.
On the side, so he's still within his sight, but he shouldn't be above him because the attack. You're saying the attack go downward. Then oh, okay, that's a nice one. Okay, that's very good. Yeah. Yeah. Be careful. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Yes.
And the high ground.
The high ground, that's the word. Very good, very good. Shmuel, go ahead. But Al Yeshua Chalfonim. Now, the Jew should never, ever, ever bow down or bend down in front of the guy. Why? No, we don't mince words here. Shema Yoritz Esgal Golgotha. He will smash his head. His brains. What? He'll smash his skull. He'll give it to him. Okay, Shalu Lehechen Hoylich. So if let's say here's an Eitz of Taiva Kamashmalan, let's say the robbers, the armed robbers, ask you, where are you going? Where goeth thou? He should say to them, Yaakov es haderech. Kederech she'asa Yaakov avinu le'eis of Arosha. He should end up giving him, saying, you know, I'm going to Monticello, when really all he wants to do is go to Muncie. He should say that. Why? Why should he do that? Yaakov avinu did it, le'eis of Arosha, duchsid, adashar avon el adoni se'iro. Says, I'm going to meet you. Let's meet up in Seir. Duchsid, v'yaakov nasa sukkaisa. Yaakov ended up in Sukkah. So meanwhile... Yeah. Okay, and that's the Eitz HaTayv over here. I'm not sure I understand this so well. Ma'isa the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Shalhoichel Mechziv Pogel Ben Listen. Amar Lahen La'anatem Oichel. They said to them, "Where are you going?" Amar Lahen La'akoy. Akoy is in the north of Eretz Yisrael. We're going to Akoy. Kivin Shigi Lechziv. But once they got to Chziv, which is on the way, Pirshu, they ended up separating. And they never ended up meeting up. And they didn't go to Akko.
They didn't go with them. They were waiting in the town, so they didn't
have
the opportunity.
So they separated. So what happened? So you have these lists of meeting these Talmidei Rabbi Akiva in Yerushalayim. So all together, they're in one group of people traveling together to Akko. But they're traveling together. So why don't they kill them right then and there? You like that, Dr. Brown? Well, I don't understand it. So Amalahan Talmidei Miatem, they asked them, who's your Rebbe that you learned such brilliant war tactics? Amr Lahan, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Amr Lahan, so the listim said, Asher Rabbi Akiva Talmidei, Shalai Pogel Bahan, Adam Rami Oilam. Yeah, what makes you so smart? No? Asher Rabbi Akiva Talmidei, Shalai Pogel Bahan. So the listim said, fortunate are the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that no one ever caused them harm, except that they died because of Sinaschinim. But that's, something along those lines that,
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.